There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80. That's 80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com.
You can't go out like this. There is no more controversial subject in the history of Stoicism than suicide. Cato died at his own hands in defiance of Caesar. His daughter Portia would later swallow hot coals after the death of her husband. Seneca, echoing Cato, committed suicide as Nero descended into brutal insanity, even inviting his wife to join him. After he was granted the courtesy to choose the manner of his death, Thrasea, who also committed suicide, echoed Socrates' last words, "Nero can kill me, but he cannot harm me," before he asked companions to open the veins in his arms. The Stoics also wrote of suicide quite regularly, meditating on whether a philosopher had the choice to choose their own end, whether they ought to leave through the open door if life got bad enough, if they were sick enough, if their honor or dignity was compromised. And all of this is difficult to read thousands of years later, especially if you know anyone who has suffered from depression or worse, taken their own life. Here in America, suicides claim more than 48,000 lives a year. Globally, some 800,000 people commit suicide each year, one every 40 seconds. It's important to remember, of course, that Rome was a very different place than the modern world. It was more violent. There were fewer options for help. The inner workings of the human mind were, for all the Stoics' brilliant wisdom, much less understood. But even so, we can push back on the Stoics' cavalier attitude about suicide. Yes, Cato made a bold and defiant statement by dying instead of living under Caesar. But what if Churchill had made a similar gesture when he was forced out of power in 1929? What if de Gaulle had killed himself instead of escaping to England and fighting on? By living through immense difficulty and pain, these men saved the nations they cherished as much as Cato did Rome. Cato and Portia could have held on, and things might have turned out very differently if they had. Even Seneca himself talked about how he considered suicide as a young man when he thought his lung condition might kill him. Had he done this, is there a chance that we might not even be talking about Stoicism today? How much beautiful, inspiring, world-changing writing would the world have lost? Today, on Suicide Prevention Day, we remind you that things don't only get worse. They get better too. You can make them better. There will be, no matter what happens, opportunities to make a difference, to be your best self, to laugh, to grow, to look back on these darker moments and think, I'm glad I didn't listen. I'm glad I stuck around. The vast majority of people whose suicide attempts fail come to feel that they were blessed to survive. They are glad that they were saved. And certainly the people who care about them feel this way too. Many come to realize that they stuck around for a reason, that they were better for it, and the world was better to have them in it. Besides, who is ever to say that they know what the future holds with such certainty that they can make such an irrevocable decision. Life is hard, yes, but a Stoic should stick around for it. But remember, as the great Charlie Mackesy said, and you can listen to our great episode with him, that asking for help isn't giving up. It is refusing to give up. And remember, today is World Suicide Prevention Day. If you need to talk to someone, you can call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. I had Logic on the podcast recently. He has a beautiful song with that same title about the same idea. The suicide hotline is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in both English and Spanish. If you're outside the U.S., just please Google it. And I would add on top of this, if this doesn't apply to you in any way, please reach out to someone who you think it might so you can help them, because that's what we're doing here as Stoics. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.